passionate instigator and dynamic problem solver, Dr. Kevin Ross Emery, the host of the Dr. Kevin Radio Show, will be taking you outside the box, behind the curtain, and identifying the load of BS we are fed every day. And now, Dr. Kevin.
Hello, 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 everyone. Well, as you can probably accurately deduce, I am not Dr. Kevin. This is Matt Connerton, filling in for Dr. Kevin this week on the Dr. Kevin Show here on OTR FM. If you are a regular listener of the program, you're probably familiar with me. I typically am on with Dr. Kevin the first Thursday of every month, and I am occasionally called upon to guest host for him, which is an honor and a privilege, and I appreciate him asking me to do this. He is actually very, very busy. I know he hates to miss his show, but this weekend, and I'll mention this briefly, and then we'll bring in our guest, Dr. Kevin has the Web of Light Expo for spring 2018. He does this a couple times a year, and it's a very big thing. This is a big deal. So if you're in the Nashua, New Hampshire area this weekend, April 21st, Saturday 10 to 6, and then Sunday 11 to 4 at the Courtyard Marriott at 2200 Southwood Drive in Nashua, New Hampshire. I'm going to be there as well, by the way, and Jenny and I will be there, so come say hello. But the Web of Light Expo, it's a really big deal, and frankly, I was not terribly surprised when Dr. Kevin asked me to guest host for him tonight, because I know that, like I said, this is such a major undertaking for him, and he's probably just ensconced in last-minute details and so forth. So, but I am excited to talk to this gentleman whom I've never spoken with before. We've never met, but I'm curious to speak with him and learn from him. Tom Palladino. How are you, Tom?
I am well. Great to be here. Thank you.
Hey, and you are from, now I don't know how to say this, is it Scalar? Scalar? How do you say this?
Scalar Energy, very good.
Scalar Energy, okay. And I was looking at your website, freescalar.net, and very interested to learn what this is all about. And let me give out the call-in number, too, for any listeners who want to ask questions, maybe want to talk to Tom tonight. It's 202-570-7057. That's the number to call into the Dr. Kevin Show here on OTR FM, 202-570-7057. And Tom, so we'll just start with the obvious question. What exactly is this this energy healing that you do?
Sure. I am working with scalar energy. It's not electricity. It's not of the electromagnetic spectrum. Scalar energy. Nikola Tesla was probably considered to be the founding father of scalar energy. Many of you have heard of that name, Nikola Tesla, a great scientist. Very simple.
Absolutely.
Scalar energy. Yes. Scalar energy is from the sun, from the stars. So I am working with that perfect energy, scalar energy. Some people call it life force energy. From my studies and from what I've observed, the electromagnetic spectrum is a derivative of scalar energy. So I am working with the first energy of the universe, so to speak. It's the life force energy. And with that life force energy, scalar energy, you have control over matter. You have control over nature. So scalar energy gives us a greater, more consummate control to perform work as opposed to that of the electromagnetic spectrum.
So when you say you have power over matter, you have power over energy, can you expand on that a little bit? Because, you know, to some people are going to hear that and think, well, this is getting a little sci-fi. I don't know exactly what he means by that. So if you can expand on that a little bit.
Sure. I have observed thousands of times in my laboratory, scalar energy is responsible for molecular bonds, whether you call them hydrogen bonds, ionic bonds, atomic bonds, covalent bonds. A scalar energy instrument has control over those chemical bonds. And in so doing, I can either assemble matter or disassemble matter with scalar energy. So this is the consummate control that I'm speaking of. scalar energy allows us to control molecular forms. And with that, what can we do? Well, if something's harmful, we get rid of it. We break it apart. If something's beneficial, we can assemble it. We can create that geometry, that molecular geometry, and indeed create a molecule, create some type of a vitamin or some type of an antioxidant. So this is what I've observed. In practice, I do this every day. A scalar energy instrument allows me to have control over molecular form. It's fascinating.
So did you develop this this particular process? Because this is something, this is completely new to me, until I looked at what you're doing today online. I've never even heard of this before. I mean, is there anyone else who's doing this, or is this something that you yourself, or maybe you work with a team? I don't know, but is this something that you've developed kind of on your own?
Yeah, let's just say this. It is groundbreaking. I do work on my own. I have a great staff that supports me, but this is avant-garde. I think this is quite unique, what we're doing in the world. We have developed scalar energy instruments. That's no small doing. And with that in mind, we have now the ability to control physical matter. I want to underscore that. Scalar energy gives us consummate control over physical matter.
Okay. So tell me a little bit, and you know, I was really bad at science in school. So I might ask a lot of questions that sound a little foolish, but there's probably other people listening who aren't great at science either. So maybe it's a good thing that I'm interviewing you. But so when you talk about that, the controlling matter and whatnot, what are the practical applications of this? What are you actually using this for, this capability?
Sure. On a daily basis, I work with people who have pathogenic infection, viral infection, bacterial infection, fungal infection. And the practical application is this. A scalar energy instrument can break down those chemical bonds that hold together viruses, bacteria, and fungi. So what I have discovered, what I have invented, is essentially going to be considered as the remedy, the cure for pathogenic disease. On a daily basis, it's almost routine now, we can easily break apart and destroy the herpes virus. We can easily break apart and destroy bacteria that causes bacterial infection. So this is going to be considered a godsend once the world will acknowledge this energy. In a practical sense, every day I'm treating people with pathogenic disease, and the ability mm-hmm. To eradicate that causative agent of disease, again, the virus, the bacterium, or the fungus, that person is cured. Once you no longer have that infectious agent in your body, we break down that infectious agent. That infectious agent ceases to exist. In so doing, this is, again, going to be heralded as the cure or pathogenic infection.
So when you talk about curing these infections, are some of these infections that typically, because I know that there are some things that you can't necessarily quote unquote cure with conventional medicine, but only control or manage certain
good.
Types of infections that once you contract them, you're told you're kind of stuck with them. So is this a way to actually permanently cure some of these things that you otherwise would not be able to?
Precisely. I'll give you a for instance. We have demonstrated hundreds of times that we can break apart the herpes virus. And it's always been considered that if you have the herpes virus, you have it for life. There's no drug, there's no modality that's going to remove the herpes virus from your body. Well, we have demonstrated, again, hundreds of times by way of diagnostic testing, that scalar energy does indeed break down the molecular structure of the herpes virus. The herpes virus literally falls apart, it disassembles. And the follow-up diagnostic test prove that there's no viral load of the herpes virus after we've treated people. So to speak
wow.
to your point, yes, conventional medicine, if you read a textbook today, a medical textbook, there's no cure for herpes until now. Now we have the cure. Scalar energy can break apart, can eradicate the herpes virus, and essentially this will go down someday and be considered and embraced as the cure for herpes.
Wow, wow. And how long does it take, you know, once you begin using this to treat someone, what's the time frame, or does it, or maybe it varies quite a bit from one person to the next?
It does not vary. That's a good question. Why? Because, again, we have consummate control over nature. So one treatment, only one treatment is needed to break apart the herpes virus. So the first day that I would treat someone for herpes viral infection, the virus will disassemble. You have to understand a scalar energy instrument allows you to either control or in some cases, to have mastery over those chemical bonds. Now, in this case, with a virus, we have that control, that mastery over the chemical bonds that hold together matter, in this case, the virus. And it only takes one treatment to release those molecular bonds, and the herpes virus falls apart. It's simple, it's painless. This is the essence of scalar energy. It allows us to find our way into the very fabric of the universe and to control nature. And I know that's a bold statement, but I'll stand by that. Scalar energy will provide us control over the physical universe.
And does this have I assume the way you're describing it, does this ever fail, or does this have an absolute 100% success rate?
That's a great question. You're asking excellent questions. The way I destroy a germ is by introducing an actual photograph of the herpes virus, say, into my instrument. Now, everything is light with a scalar energy dimension. We're working at this subtle essence, scalar energy. So when I actually take a photograph of the herpes virus and I place it inside my instrument will look, will decipher, will decode, so to speak, the herpes virus by way of a photograph. And then with that informational input, my instrument will be able to disassemble the molecular form of the herpes virus found in people. So a photograph of the herpes virus provides the intelligence, the instructions for a scalar energy instrument to break down that germ inside the human body. So in practice, I take a photograph of the herpes virus, I place it inside my instrument. The scalar energy instrument will look at, will decipher, will decode the molecular structure from that photograph, and then send the reverse polarity, or perhaps what we might consider the reverse phase angle, into the human body. And that instruction serves to break down the molecular bonds of the herpes virus inside a person.
That's incredible. That's absolutely amazing. And how long have you been able to treat people using this process?
Now, my website has been public now for the past 5.5 years. To be quite frank, I wish we would have seen greater traction by now, but it's so different. It's so esoteric that it takes a while for people to accept this and to even understand it. So I've been treating people for the past 25 years, but that was really my understudy, so to speak. So it was a time where I really had to become immersed in this field, this discipline of scalar energy. Only since the past 5.5 years have I made this public knowledge.
And how many, I don't know if you can, certainly not put an exact number on it, but I mean, how many people have you treated with this, using this scalar energy?
Well, we'll get into the how I do it, but thus far, as an example, last year, 2017, we treated approximately 20 million people in Africa with scalar energy.
Wow. No kidding. Oh, that's incredible. Yeah. That's incredible.
Yeah. It is. Yeah. We're growing leaps and bounds.
No, on that scale, I'm surprised that that I haven't run into you sooner. That's remarkable. And has that been the focus of where you've been doing it in Africa?
Throughout the world, but what we see amongst the people in Africa, they're actually more open to it than many of the people in the United States or Canada, for various reasons.
Okay.
We are gaining popularity throughout the world, North America included, but we have a volunteer group in Africa, and this group has marshaled their forces to the extent that on any given day, I can easily receive 50,000 to 100,000 photographs of people to treat. So you do the math. We have easily treated in 1 year 20 million people in Africa.
That is amazing. That's got to be that's got to be exciting, you know, to be able to help that many people on that scale. I mean, I can't even imagine. I'm a hypnotherapist. I sit down with a client to help them quit smoking, and I feel amazing. I can't imagine what it's like to help 20 million people, take control of their health and to solve a problem that quote unquote modern medicine tells us is unsolvable. That you get a herpes virus or something like that, and you're just stuck with it. That's got to be amazing.
It is.
Can't even imagine.
Yeah. And thank you for acknowledging that. It's a privilege to be a healer. It's a privilege to be in the healing arts. You're right. And I never lose sight of the fact of this great gift that God has given us. This scalar energy instrument can easily treat 10 million people a day. So this is the future.
Wow.
This technology is going to change the world. It will make obsolete a lot of the existing technology, but this is a better technology, and the world should welcome it. Why? Because everybody's going to benefit from this.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Absolutely. We're up against a break. I hear the music. Don't go anywhere. We're talking with Tom Palladino about the scalar energy, and we'll be right back. You're listening to the Dr. Kevin Show. Matt Connerton in for Dr. Kevin on OTR-FM.
Conscious Media for Conscious Minds. Om Times. Have you ever wondered how to change your love paradigm? The secret key is finding a love partnership, not just a regular connection. How do you find these? Through conscious relationships. Ascending Hearts Dating is a dating site for people like you that believes in second chances and a different type of spiritual connection. Try Ascending Hearts for free today at ascendinghearts.com. And change your love paradigm. Ascending Hearts, the premier dating community for the spiritually awake.
Tune in to the Practical Intuitive, Mind, Body, Spirit for the Real World with me, host Robin Fritz, Mondays at 2 p.m. Pacific, 5 Eastern. I'll cover personal and business intuition, animal communication, mediumship, space clearing, past life regression, shamanic insights, energy healing, soul choice, and more, all to help you tap your own intuitive and healing skills. No ifs, ands, or buts.
Mother, Mother Ocean.
Hi, I'm Jimmy Buffett. West Indian manatees are one of the most unique animals on Earth, and we're still finding out so many new things about them. But manatees are endangered, and many of them are killed or injured each year because of watercraft collisions or other human activities. You can help save these gentle marine mammals. For free tips on what you can do, call Save the Manatee Club at 1-800-432-JOIN. Thank you.
And welcome back, everybody. You're listening to the Dr. Kevin Show on OTR-FM. This is Matt Connerton from IPM Nation filling in for Dr. Kevin this week. I'll just quickly mention, too, I do host a radio show that you can access online at ipmnation.com/live1. Matt Connerton Unleashed, which is weekdays, 4 to 6 p.m. Eastern Time on IPMNation.com/live1. And there is also a midnight Eastern Time replay of the show. And, of course, we do archive all the episodes there, too. And this week we're chatting here on the Dr. Kevin Show with Tom Palladino about scalar energy healing. And this has been a pretty mind-blowing conversation so far. I'm just amazed learning about this. And Tom, I was looking at the website, freescalar.net, and you are – we should mention this, and of course we'll mention it again before the end of the show too in the final segment, because we really want people to know, but you're offering a 15-day free trial, is that correct?
That's correct. We want to prove this to the world. So we're so confident in what we're doing. We offer 15 days of free scalar energy treatment. As you said, the website is freescalar.net. Anybody can visit the website and upload as many as 25 photographs of your family members and friends. And we will treat you, no questions asked, there's no obligation. We will treat you for free. And in so doing, after those 15 days of treatments, you'll feel better. You'll essentially be germ-free. We will eradicate the common germs known to man inside your body. Your health will improve, and we will also be able to assemble nutrients inside your body. That's one of the other functions that we practice on a daily basis. We can assemble antioxidants, amino acids, various micronutrients inside the body. We do all of this by way of scalar energy on account of the fact that scalar energy provides us consummate control over nature.
Okay, and so for a person to do this, so they have to upload a photograph? I mean, what kind of, I mean, I assume it has to be a clear picture and of their entire selves, of their face, or what kind of picture?
Sure, I'll explain. A lot of people simply just email us photographs, and that's the easiest way. Just email your photographs to us. The photograph has to be some part of your skin. Now, consider this analogy. Everybody has a unique fingerprint. Everybody has unique DNA. Well, when you send a photograph in, your light is also unique. So your scalar signature or your scalar harmonic is unique. So when somebody sends a photograph of their anatomy, some part of your skin, it doesn't have to be a full body shot, the scalar energy instrument recognizes you, just as we would recognize your DNA or your fingerprint as being unique to your person. So a scalar energy instrument will pick up your light signature by way of your photograph, identify you, and then send you energy. No matter where you are in the world, we will send you energy by way of scalar energy. By way of these instruments. It works like a satellite. If a satellite can send a signal to a radio or a GPS unit, then we can send a signal to a person.
That's incredible. So if I were to send a picture, so in theory, it just has to be a part of my skin. I wouldn't even need to have to, I wouldn't have to necessarily even send a picture of my face, just a picture. Like if I wanted to take a picture of my arm, I could just send that?
That's correct. Some people only want to send a photograph of their hand because they want to, for sake of privacy, they do not want to show their face. They want to remain anonymous. So many people simply will send me a photograph of their hand or their arm, and I'll treat that person. You have to keep in mind that energy is intelligence. And your skin, your anatomy, has intelligence attached to it. And a scalar energy instrument can pick up that intelligence, which is your code or your light signature. And no matter where you are located in the world, a scalar energy instrument will treat you by way of your photograph.
Okay. And I assume the picture, though, it has to be very clear, right? A blurry photo probably isn't helpful, I would assume.
No, to the contrary. Why? Because we're working with light, and light sees everything. And we have to consider our narrow perspective in the electromagnetic spectrum and in the visible light range, what we as human beings can decipher, what we can pick up as an image. Now, to the contrary, scalar energy is capable of an infinite number of octaves or an infinite number of harmonics. So the picture, the photograph, does not have to be clear. All we need is some photograph of your skin. And what is also quite fascinating, the age of the photograph does not matter. Because when we're working in a scalar energy dimension, everything is in the present moment, the present time. So if your photograph is 20 years old, it doesn't matter. According to a scalar energy paradigm, we're treating you in real time, the present time. The only time in the scalar energy environment is the present time. There is no past, there is no future. In a scalar energy dimension, there's only the present moment.
Okay. And I see that, so you've got three protocols to this, the pathogen cleanse, the nutrient therapy, and the chakra balance. And I kind of, you know, anybody who knows about chakras obviously kind of has an idea. I'm sure this audience probably has a pretty good idea of what the chakra balance is, but not necessarily so much the other two. But if you would, can you go through each of the three of these protocols and just kind of describe what each one does and how it works?
Sure. As you mentioned, there's three protocols. Number one, a scalar energy instrument can easily break down the molecular structure of a virus and easily negate the molecular bonds of bacteria, fungi, etc. So our first process, we have a pathogenic cleanse. Presently, we have the ability to destroy, to break apart over 400,000 species of pathogens, viruses, parasites, protozoan, prions, fungi, mold. And that pathogenic cleanse is, again, rather broad and rather all-encompassing. I would say that the common germs known to man are destroyed or disassembled on a daily basis by that process. Again, our ability to destroy 400,000 species of germs is quite consummate, if I may say so myself. The next modality, a chakra balancing, as you mentioned. Scalar energy, I would say, automatically balances, will automatically readjust, reprogram our chakras. If we look at the chakras, each chakra is composed of scalar energy. Those scalar energy points are spinning vortices, so to speak, and that's the nature of scalar energy. So any scalar energy instrument will automatically balance, reprogram our seven chakras, which are likewise composed of scalar energy. Well, in so doing, I've also found that many people who are experiencing the chakra balancing tell me that they have a greater sense of mental clarity, that their thinking is clear, that they actually have an improvement in their judgment or their ability to concentrate enhanced. So in many ways, scalar energy has a profound impact upon our thinking, upon our brainwaves. So I would say that a chakra balancing not only balances and harmonizes our seven chakras, it also has a profound impact upon our brainwaves. And we've demonstrated that with many people. And then the final modality, the nutrient program, scalar energy has the ability to create, to actually assemble vitamins and minerals and antioxidants inside the body. We have the ability presently to assemble over 330 micronutrients inside the human body. So this is, in my estimate, the perfect delivery system for nutrition. We don't have to rely upon metabolism. A scalar energy instrument will create a vitamin inside the body. And it's quite profound because, once again, we're working with this consummate control, this the very essence of the universe, that is, scalar energy serves as the instructions, the intelligence of the universe. And when we use that intelligence to create matter, we can do so inside the human body. And the matter that we create are micronutrients. So this is a great way to provide nutrients to the human body.
So when someone is going through this process, you know, they've sent in their photo and whatnot, what should they be doing while all this is going on? Are there any changes in habit or are there any things that, you know, if I were to do this, are there any things that I should be doing proactively while, you know, during this 15-day trial and whatnot? Or
just live a sensible lifestyle. You don't have to change a thing. If you're living a sensible lifestyle, just go on and live your normal lifestyle. Many people simply sign up for the 15-day program. They send us their photograph, and they experience the health benefits. And again, they don't have to change their work routine. There's no special diet. There's no special regimen. This is the beauty of Scalar Energy. Again, let me go back to my initial thoughts. Scalar Energy is sunlight and starlight. So when I administer Scalar Energy to you, it's as normal as you going outside and getting a suntan. It's as normal as starlight at night. So this is, again, this fundamental energy that we are swimming in. We are in a sea of Scalar Energy. So to the contrary, Scalar Energy is not foreign to the very essence. Scalar Energy is responsible for all life. So when I'm working with you with Scalar Energy, it's not foreign, once again. It's the life force energy that everybody depends upon. Now, to answer your question directly, you don't have to change a thing. Send your photograph to me and let me do all the work. That's the beauty of this.
Wow. Now, I would guess that not only are there physical health benefits, but, you know, in terms of the chakra balancing, for example, I would guess you probably also hear from people who tell you that they're feeling better mentally and emotionally and so forth.
Yes, yes. Many people say that this has lifted their depression, that the ability to download so much scale energy into the chakras as well into their mind has changed their mental disposition, has changed their psychological disposition. Many people have told us that this has reversed their depression, has helped them with anxiety, has helped them with post-traumatic stress disorder, perhaps bipolar disorder. We've heard that from so many people. And I've said this before, I believe Scalar Energy, once we really understand it and master it, this tool, Scalar Energy, this intelligence, will allow us to address, finally, in a very fundamental capacity, mental illness. The pathway to addressing mental illness is Scalar Energy. That is the next future for psychologists, for psychiatrists. Scalar Energy will be the tool for mental and for psychological disorders.
Yeah, because that's such a common thing. Obviously, depression and other mental illnesses are so very common. So, you know, anything that addresses that is certainly incredibly helpful and useful. Now, in terms of using this in the United States, are there any impediments that you've run into? I mean, obviously, this isn't something that the FDA has approved, or you probably don't need FDA approval for anything like this. But I mean, are there any impediments to doing this in the U.S. that you've experienced or had to deal with, or have they left you alone? Has the government left you alone?
They've left me alone, and they should, and for various reasons.
Yeah.
I'm not working with food. I'm not working with a drug, and frankly, it's. I think a lot of people are intimidated by this energy. I'll go on record by saying Scalar Energy will have such a profound impact upon society, it will change the way we live. It's going to change everybody's welfare. Well, the bottom line is this. Scalar Energy is very intimidating to people of money and power. This technology makes obsolete so many other technologies today. And if Scalar Energy is finally realized and embraced by mankind, this will really upset the apple cart. I see really a geopolitical change in the next 5 to 10 years on account of Scalar Energy. Scalar Energy will have geopolitical repercussions around the world.
Yeah, I mean, you know... And speaking of the government and so forth too, you know, obviously the government largely in the U.S. largely controlled by the pharmaceutical industry and other lobbies along that line who, you know, I suppose in theory have a lot to lose by the
sure
success of Scalar Energy, you know, because this is, you know, and they certainly have gone out of their way to get in the way of other types of treatments, you know, people using medical cannabis and so forth. Obviously, Big Pharma is not happy about that, just as one example. But I can see where if they did see you, if they saw you as enough of a threat, they might try to give you a hard time. But at the same time, like you said, you're not working with a drug or anything like that. So there's really nothing they can do to you. And if this does continue to become more widely used with greater and greater success, it really will upset the apple cart. I think you're absolutely right. I mean, it could change everything.
It is a game changer, and you will see that within the next 5 to 10 years. It'll take time. But again, my statement, a Scalar Energy instrument can treat 10 million people a day. I could treat a city a day and cure everybody in that city. This is the power of Scalar Energy. It transcends time and space. So if this is the first time you've heard about Scalar Energy, it will not be the last time. Our healing ministry is growing leaps and bounds. People realize what we can do. You know, you can't keep this under wraps. This is now becoming mainstream news.
Wow, absolutely. I mean, are you getting a lot of media in the U.S. for this so far?
Radio shows, thus far radio shows. But we have to consider, once again, the political landscape, and many of the headline news stations are controlled. You know, you've heard of various groups, the Trilateral Commission, the Bilderbergers. They control the media. The media is not free.
Yep.
There are very powerful, wealthy people who own these media outlets, and they control the dissemination of information. We do not have a free press. There's people of money and privilege that are behind the scenes, and they have decided upon what goes and what does not go. And in many ways, our industries are controlled, including the press. It's a controlled industry.
Absolutely. Yeah, and they have a lot to lose. Well, we're up against another break. We got to take one more break in the show. Stay with us. We're talking with Tom Palladino about the Scalar Healing Energy here on the Dr. Kevin Show. This is Matt Connerton filling in on OTR-FM. We'll be right back.
The Real Conscious Connection. OM Times Radio. IOM FM. The number one reason girls drop out of school in sub-Saharan Africa is lack of access to feminine hygiene products. The Pads for Schoolgirls Project, an outreach of Humanity Healing International, is changing this paradigm by setting up sewing programs at schools, teaching girls a vocational skill, while producing the reusable pads that help keep them attending classes. The girls pay it forward by making and giving pad kits to other girls in need. To learn more, visit humanityhealing.org. Humanity Healing is where your heart is.
Hi, I'm Kelly Fox, host and astrologer of The Astrology Show. Each week, I'll give you access to the current transits, which are a valuable tool that provide astrological information to help unlock the potential each of us has. Understanding the stars can help steer us in the right direction to make better informed choices. So if you're wondering what's going to happen in your week ahead, be sure to tune in to The Astrology Show for guidance, Mondays at 9 p.m. Eastern Time.
This is why you work so hard to pay the mortgage. Because home is more than four walls and a roof. It's that porch swing and a summer evening. It's everybody over for Sunday dinner and your family sleeping in their own beds at night. Making Home Affordable is a free government resource that can make paying the mortgage easier. Call 888-995-HOPE or visit makinghomeaffordable.gov.
Good night, Mama.
This is why. Brought to you by the U.S. Treasury, HUD, and the Ad Council.
Welcome back, everybody. You're listening to the Dr. Kevin Show here on OTR FM. This is Matt Connerton filling in for Dr. Kevin this week. We're having a great conversation. We're going to resume that in just a moment. I do want to remind you, and Dr. Kevin didn't ask me to do this, but I'm sure he'll appreciate it that I did. The reason he's not here tonight is he's busy taking care of last-minute details for the big event this weekend, Saturday and Sunday, April 21st and 22nd, at the Courtyard Marriott in Nashua, New Hampshire, the Web of Light Expo, the Spring 2018 event. It's really, really cool. WebofLightExpo.org is the website. If you want to go on there, you can see the full list of speakers and presentations and vendors, and there's going to be all kinds of cool stuff there. And this is a very, very big deal. It's not a small event in a conference room somewhere. This is a big deal. If you've never been to one of Dr. Kevin's Web of Light Expos, you're missing out. So that's this weekend at the Courtyard Marriott, 2200 Southwood Drive in Nashua, New Hampshire. So if you're in the Nashua, New Hampshire area, please come on by. And if you're not, it's worth the drive. And I'll be there. So you can come and meet me and Jenny. And Dr. Kevin will be there too, obviously. Well, I imagine he'll be very busy. I'm sure he hopes that he is, and I'm sure that he will be. So Earth Day weekend this weekend. So the webofLightExpo.org is the site if you want more details on that. And I'll remind you too that I have a show of my own, Matt Connerton Unleashed. It airs weekdays 4 to 6 p.m. Eastern at ipmnation.com/live1. Or if you happen to be in Manchester, New Hampshire, you can listen on WMNH 95.3 FM. And of course, I am here the first Thursday of every month with Dr. Kevin on the Dr. Kevin Show. And every once in a while, he'll reach out to me and ask me to guest host for him, which I'm always happy to do. I consider it an honor and a privilege. And in doing so, I get to chat with really interesting people who are doing great things. As Dr. Kevin likes to say, here on Ohm Times, we're changing the world one ohm at a time. It sounds cooler when he says it, the way he says the ohm part. But this is my first time chatting with Tom Palladino about scalar energy healing. And I said it before and I'll say it again. This has been a really mind-blowing conversation. I'm very, very impressed with everything that we've been discussing. By the way, if you'd like to call into the show, you've still got a little bit of time. I'm going to give the call-in number one more time, 202-570-7057. So if you have a question, a comment, whatever you'd like to chime in with, 202-570-7057. Call us now if you'd like to enter the conversation with Tom. Should I be calling you Dr. Palladino? Or are you do you use that title as a scientist or no?
No, I'm not a physician, so you call me Tom. If you will, I had a classical education, just about everybody has had, but most of my research is private. This is all independent research. So what's my point? There are no credentials. So you call me Tom. There is no doctorate. There's not even a college class available for scalar energy. That's how groundbreaking this is.
Yeah. Is that something that you talk to me a little bit about the future though? Is that something that you envision in the future? Would you like to, you know, someday? I don't know if you've thought this far ahead, but have schools around the world that teach this so you can help even more people, or do you have it in mind to keep it more sort of just central to where you are, or what's the kind of a long-term plan for this, if there is one?
Another great question. To teach the role, this is a gift from God and it's meant for everybody. There's no elitism here. So to answer your question, we have to teach this. My website is public. Obviously, this is a public radio discussion. I want to get the message out there. And What we have to wait for, though, is the volition of the people. We have to wait for people to say yes. We have to wait for people to get on board here, so to speak. That's what we're waiting for. We're waiting for the world to embrace this. We're waiting for the world to accept this. But there has to be a free dissemination of information. I've written probably 300 articles on scale energy. They are on my website. We have to continue where Nikola Tesla left off. If you really study Tesla and you really look at his life, Tesla was on the verge of introducing scalar energy to mankind. And essentially, he was about to provide relatively inexpensive energy to the world. And he was stopped by J.P. Morgan and the Rothschild. So this is where Tesla saw the future of the world, where everybody would have access to this energy. And we would no longer have this, this oil cartel, and we would no longer have the suffering that we have today. Well, this is the world that I see that Tesla saw over 100 years ago. Scalar energy will liberate mankind because it addresses scarcity. So once the world embraces this, they will see that this is the alternative. This is the answer we've been looking for. Scalar energy will liberate mankind.
You mentioned this being a gift from God. Does it matter? I mean, I wouldn't think it would, but I want to ask anyway. Do you think it matters in terms of a person's own healing, what their beliefs are, or maybe their lack of belief? I mean, if someone doesn't believe in anything spiritual, you know, they're just trying it to try it. Maybe they've tried everything else. And they're trying this, but they don't have any particular spiritual beliefs or anything like that. Does that matter, do you think, or will it still, in theory, work for anyone?
What I'm working with is fundamental. So it works for everybody. And as an example, I frequently treat dogs and cats and horses. People send me photographs of their animals, and those animals enjoy the benefits of scalar energy. Obviously, a dog does not understand anything about scalar energy. So it does heal people and animals, regardless of whether you believe in it or not. But we always have to consider, and you're a healer, you realize this, when people participate in their healing, the healing is accelerated. And people, as long as people will that their health will improve, they have that will and they have that disposition, it surely, it has been proven. This is rather scientific, and for many studies have been conducted, that healing is indeed accelerated when you participate and when you want to be healed.
Yeah, absolutely. I know there's a lot of studies that show that, you know, attitude matters. And, you know, it's that whole mind-body connection. I mean, if you're, you know, if you're sick, if you're suffering from some sort of ailment, even something potentially life-threatening, if you have a positive attitude, and you really believe that you can heal, then you're much more likely to be successful in physically healing than, you know, if you're negative about it, of course. So that makes sense. That makes sense. And that's interesting what you say too about so this is also useful for animals and works for animals as well.
Exactly. As we well realize, many dogs and cats have bacterial infection, parasitic infection. We can cure those dogs and cats of pathogenic disease. Likewise, I even have many farmers and ranchers that will send me photographs of their pigs or their cows, etc. So we are treating now many animals around the world, many livestock, if you will. And it's very it's beneficial to not only the farm family. Obviously, we treat the farmer and the entire immediate family, that nucleus, but we also treat their livestock. And what we've seen is an improvement in the farm production. If animals are healthy, you know, chickens are going to lay more eggs, and cows are going to producing a greater abundance of milk. Their milk production will increase. So this scalar energy is going to change the world. You know, even speaking about this in application on the farm, the farm animals will be healthier. you'll see a reduction in veterinarian bills and medical expense, and you'll see an increase in the livestock and increase in milk production, as I mentioned, an increase across the board in what we would consider to be benefits from the farm or the ranch, for that matter.
Right, right. Oh, that's amazing. So now what do you do? I mean, obviously, I'm sure, especially in this social media world that we live in, I'm sure there's skeptics. You know, there's always skeptics. I'm sure there's people listening right now skeptical. When you're communicating with people who are skeptical about this, maybe they're open to it, but they're not convinced. Maybe they outright reject it, whatever it may be. I mean, do you have resources online that you kind of point them to and suggest they look at? Do you, I mean, how do you deal with skeptics and again, in the social media landscape that we live in, even, you know, I'm sure you have trolls who, you know, can't be convinced because they're just out there trolling. How do you deal with those folks?
I don't deal with trolls because that's nonsense, and I have no time to waste. I don't have time for nonsense.
But yeah.
Those who are sincere, thank you. Those who are sincere, we have so many diagnostic tests that prove that we're destroying germs, that prove that people are being cured. And those diagnostic tests are now on our website. And these are diagnostic tests from people around the world, Europe, Africa, Asia, North America, in which we are proving that a person once had herpes and now they no longer have the herpes virus after the scalar energy treatments. We have a study from Africa in which a person had HIV, a viral load, and after the scalar energy treatments, there's no viral load. The HIV virus cannot be detected. And we follow up with these people, and a year or two after we've treated them, they're still cured. They're asymptomatic. They have no symptoms of herpes or cholera or HIV infection. And again, the diagnostic tests really tell the story. We use what is called a polymerase chain reaction test for many of our diagnostic test results. And that's a very strong test. It's well respected in the medical community. So how do we answer skeptics? It's a diagnostic test. We answer that with a scientific answer. It's per se the polymerase chain reaction test, which is considered to be a rather accurate test.
Yeah. Wow. Okay. Obviously, I wouldn't expect you to reveal any names or anything, but I'm just curious. Have you ever heard from any celebrities or sort of high profile people who are interested in the treatment, but they, you know, for confidentiality reasons, they just would rather you not, you know, they don't want you putting that out there.
I've treated some high profile people, some people that would perhaps be well recognized, but for confidentiality reasons, I won't mention their name.
Right, right. Okay. Yeah, I was just wondering. I've run into that myself as a hypnotherapist. I've actually really only once, but there's a former United States Senator who came to me for a session, and I remember she was very very insistent that I not ever reveal her name to anybody. So that's interesting. And I would imagine that you'll probably run into that more and more as this becomes more and more popular.
Right. But we have to protect the identity of people. Everybody's entitled to privacy. Now, when I first started doing this, we were curing people right and left of HIV infection, but I never forced any of those people to come forward, and many of them chose not to. So I had to respect their privacy, and you know, there's a stigma with that, let's face it. So I didn't force the issue.
Right, right, which makes sense. Yeah, of course, you have to respect that. That's important. And I'm sure you have other people, too, who have publicly endorsed this. I mean, to be able to cure somebody of HIV, I mean, that's astonishing. That's, you know, you can't put a price on it. You know, that's remarkable.
You can't. Look how many suffered and died of HIV infection. You're right. We're about to end this epidemic. I'll go on record. We're about to end the epidemic of HIV infection. All we need is a photograph to cure somebody.
Wow. That's incredible. That's incredible. Well, we should, before we run out of time, Tom, let's make sure people know, let's give the website, you know, let's make sure our listeners know exactly where to go if they want to take advantage of the 15-day trial and learn more and all that, and any resources that you want folks to know about.
Sure. The website is freescalar.net. That's S-C-A-L-A-R, freescalar.net. Visit the website. You can submit as many as 25 photographs of your family, your friends, your cousins. We'll treat your entire family. And after 15 days, your chakras will be balanced and you're going to be essentially germ-free. We will convince you as to the merit of Scalar Energy. Again, freescalar.net. Visit that website, please.
And like you were saying, too, people can even submit pictures of pets and so forth. And that's wonderful. Well, I hear the music, so we are out of time. So everybody, thank you for listening. And thank you to Dr. Kevin for inviting me to guest host. And thank you to OTRFM and Tom Palladino. Thank you so much. It's been wonderful chatting with you and learning from you. And I wish you continued success. Heal the world, brother. I think it's wonderful.
Thank you.
All right. Thank you. Bye, everybody.